What about the emerging leaders model? Is it possible you can give us a snapshot of that?
Yeah, I can. The model, very, very simply, is first of all, every company that's within our system is looking for performance and results. How does that actually get created? It gets created from a workplace environment that is based on really building trust, knowing what the purpose of the workplace is all about, being aligned with what the values of the company are, the values of the people that you work with, and ultimately having some empowerment to do your job without being controlled all the time. So if you are the team leader, if you're a supervisor, or if you're the manager, if you're talking about a big mine or a big quarry, or you're in the board, all of these next points, there are seven of them, are what I call the core characteristics. The first is effective communication. The second is emotional resilience. The third is empathetic relationships. The fourth is vision and values. The fifth is motivation and teamwork. The sixth is know yourself. And seven is trust in your leadership. And in the book, I obviously go into what do I mean by those. And in the effective leaders, we really use stories of other people. And there are 34 or 36 stories that are based on those seven, apart from us then doing other narratives from luminaries around the world who've written some stories for me on trust and courage, integrity and agility.
Well, with over 40 years of experience, is there a reoccurring theme when consulting, or is it always different?
It's always different. Look, it depends whether you're consulting. If you're consulting, your role really is to find out exactly what the customer's after. If you're bringing, and usually as if you're going as a consultant, they're going to you because you have a certain expertise. But your role is basically to give your customer your expertise in a way that aligns with what the customer wants delivered, or what advice the customer needs to hear if he's asking for that advice as a consultant. I've done consultancy where I've dealt with governments. I've dealt with private companies setting up. And every single one of those will have different requirements, either skill levels, competencies, raising money, understanding where am I now, where do I want to be, and how do I get there, all of those principles. But most of my life now is done on either training or coaching. And there's total differences. Sometimes as a coach, you will say, hey, hang on, I need to put a training hat on because there is a lack of understanding about a particular competency that you need to have. But normally, if I'm training, I have several programs that are designed at different levels. And it may be as simple as something like procrastination. How do you deal with it? How good are you at ensuring accountability if you allocate a job to somebody? You know, those sorts of things. And of course, the art of coaching, being a real coach, is to actually allow the person to discover for themselves what they need to resolve. It isn't going in and being preconceiving what the issue is. It's allowing the person to perhaps come with one idea of what they want to talk about. And by the time you've asked the appropriate questions, they've decided that there's a completely different issue that they really want to resolve.
Well, Effective Leaders, that's your brand new book. How do we get a copy? What's the best way to go about that?
Best way to go is to go onto my website, which is www.strategically, so strategically.com.au. As soon as you get onto the homepage, just scroll down it, and there's offers on the books.